We were down at your place last night. What a crowd once again for the for your D1 district final, D1-3, and you got after Pleasanton right away. Boy, your defense, your press was awesome last night, caused a lot of turnovers, and you won for the big win against a very scrappy Pleasanton team, weren't they?
Yeah, they got a pretty good shooting team, and so we knew we were going to have to get up and get after them and put some pressure on their guards. And just like most games this year, Asia and Allison, they get up there and they cause havoc and create turnovers, and we're able to get a few points off of that.
I tell you, Bob and I last night, every time you looked, Allison Van Pelt had a steal going the other way for you.
Yeah, she's a little bulldog out there, and we were talking a little bit earlier. They gave us a little bulletin board material saying that we hadn't seen anything like them from the eastern part of the state, and you don't want to get Allison fired up. That just gave her a little extra motivation.
No question, and boy, that press has been something that teams got to deal with all through the 24 games you played this year, and it's, boy, if you can't handle the ball, good luck, huh?
Yeah, it's been one of the nice things that most of the time when we watch film, most teams we play, they haven't seen a press like ours. A lot of teams are playing zone, and they're getting comfortable looks or passes down the floor, and we're able to create some havoc. Our girls anticipate well, and we've been fortunate enough to get some turnovers.
I know you told me in the pregame they average or shoot like 25 threes a game, and it kind of took a while for them to even attempt a three. It's like, are they ever going to shoot any? But once they did, they were chucking it up, and I know the Riley girl hit a few. And I think there was another girl that hit a few as well. But otherwise, for the game, they didn't hit that many, really.
You know, yeah, in that first half, dear, we were over-helping a little bit. And we left the Riley girl open. I think she hit three. And then the Secretary girl was going to Midland next year. She hit a couple. And so that was basically our talk at halftime, is we got to quit over-helping and stay out on them. And we can't have them give them those comfortable looks. So I thought we did a much better job of that in the second half.
Then you had to deal with a big body and Zwiener down on the post and did your best against her when they tried to go to her on that low block.
Yeah, I have to give a lot of props to Atlee Nelm. She did a great job on her last night. We told the girls that we're not helping down. We couldn't help down with the shooters they have and how well they shoot the three. And so Atlee pretty much had her one-on-one most of the night and did a great job on her.
They made kind of a run or two, kind of, sort of, got it to 8-9 points there in the second half. But after, you know, fourth quarter, you kind of took control, built it back up, and it was 20 after that.
Yeah, I think one of the unfortunate things was, you know, Aspen Builder got in foul trouble early. But then in the second half, when everyone else was tired, she was fresh. And she got some buckets for us, and we kept getting some baskets off of the press. And so, yeah, the girls did a nice job.
Did a little box and one on her at the very first start of the game.
Yeah, that did kind of surprise me a little bit. I knew they were going to come out and pressure us. I thought they would probably come out and do everybody man-to-man, trying to stop our post inside. But we've dealt with the box and one handful of games now, so we were prepared for it and knew what we needed to do, and the girls executed well.
All right, it's a celebration last night. First ever trip for Southwest girls basketball to a state tournament.
Yeah, that's really exciting for me. That's one thing we talked about is early on is I thought we were a state tournament team, and this would be making the first trip. So, yeah, make a little bit of history. These girls have made it in volleyball before, but this will be our first one.
All right, Coach, I asked Coach right before we went on, who do you think? Because the pairings have not been officially released as of yet, but putting all the points and everything after last night's district finals, because all of them took place last night, who are you thinking?
We're looking at Cedar Catholic. I think they'll stay just behind Alma a little bit and be that sixth seed. We'll be locked in at that three. Watch a little bit of video on them. I was telling these guys that date nights this last month, my wife had been watching games on Huddle. Who's playing tonight? Well, Cedar Catholic's playing. Well, let's watch them. Well, Superior's playing tonight. Well, let's watch them. And so it's been some cheap dates with some pizza and popcorn, but that's kind of been the last month.
Boy, you've got a heck of a wife there. That's a date night every night, and that you're watching Huddle and watching game film, huh?
Yeah, my wife loves sports and loves basketball, and so you know, she's a great coach's wife and gives me a lot of support.
That's terrific. So early look on Cedar Catholic. If it's Cedar Catholic, what type of team would you be facing on a Wednesday?
They're a tall team. They have some big girls who can handle the ball well, so height-wise we'll match up with them. It'll kind of be interesting, I think, to see how that turns out.
Kind of look at their schedule a little bit. They, again, a great year last night. 15-11. They won some games. They kind of lost some games, didn't they?
Yeah, they have. But they play a pretty tough schedule. You know, they play some bigger schools, and that's why they're in the state tournament with a 15-11 record. So they play some tough teams. They play the Battle Creeks and the Guardian Angel So they have played a pretty tough schedule.
But their postseason, they had no trouble. Wausau beat 68-32, beat Bloomfield 67-34, Nebraska Christian last night 65-42, so they went right through those three teams.
Yeah, I think their schedule during the year has prepared them pretty well for the postseason. But I think ours has too. You know, the RPAC's a tough conference, and we had a lot of good teams are still playing last night with Southern Valley and Alma and Dundee County Strat and Maywood Hayes Center. So I think we played a tough schedule as well.
Wouldn't have been something, an Alma Southwest matchup in the first round.
That would have been interesting, you know, third time. You know, third time wasn't the charm, but yeah.
You look at the other teams at one districts, Pender, Elm Creek, Superior, Cedar Catholic, Howells Dodge, Alma, Diller O'Dell, pretty good to feel the teams.
Yeah, there is. You know, the top eight teams won last night, no upsets, and I think the D1 field is really strong this year.
Yeah, you would have liked to see the conference win a few. I know Maywood Hayes Center lost a tough one with Homer by 10. Dundee County Stratton lost a heartbreaker last night. Southern Valley lost by 10 against U10. It was an awfully good chance. You could have had 4 to 5 teams down there.
Yeah, you know, like I said, there's some really athletic teams in the conference. They can shoot the ball well. They do a lot of things well. They can get up and down the floor and press. And unfortunately, just Alma and us came out of it. But yeah.
Are you looking at the 3-6 matchup right now? Would that be it? 7:45?
7:45 up on Wednesday night.
All right. So I think there's 2 D1 games in the morning and then 2 D1 games at night.
Yes.
That first round. So, all right. I know you got, you would think today they'll release it sometime. I know they got a lot of, like, the B districts today. I don't know if they just could release everything as a whole. Judging by the state, is that Mark? You think? Yeah, I think they just wait till everybody's done. They release everything. But I know you'll be anticipating this. Who are we going to play for sure?
Yeah. We've been collecting film already. We've got a handful of films, and we'll get to watching that today. And you see what we have. You know what our challenges.
I know you and I talked in the pregame. It was a luxury to stay at home. You had your two subs at home. You had your district final at home when you don't have to get in a bus, and you had your own familiar surroundings. That's a plus too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, we did a lot of work during the year, and we stayed consistent, and that allowed us advantage to be able to stay at home through this time. You know, as you know, one advantage for our girls going down is they've been in state volleyball the last few years. So we get in that bus and we get under those bright lights. It's not going to be a shock to our girls because they've been in that situation before. Maybe not basketball, but they've been there in volleyball, and so that should be an advantage for us.
You bet. Good group, and no question about it. A good experience down there. You've got a good senior bunch. We got some underclassmen as well. This will be a good experience for next year. But I know that senior bunch really wants to make some noise, don't they?
Yeah, I mean they're a great group of girls. You know, so I get done last night and putting stats in and things. And I walk through the gym, and I've got three seniors in there cleaning up the floor with the custodians. I mean, that just says a lot about the type of girls that we have and the type of students we have at Southwest. That even after having a big victory like that, other girls are out celebrating at a birthday party for the Nelms twins. There's those three seniors are there, and they're helping the custodians clean up.
You bet. Could it be a fun week ahead? Wednesday cannot get here quick enough, can it?
No, it can't. You're right.
You bet. Coach, thanks for sticking around. Sure appreciate it. We'll see you here in a few days, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.